Hannah right over there, and we are really, really excited to be with you guys this morning. You want to give them a wave, Hannah? Yes. Hey, you know, I was sitting right over there and was really encouraged as the choir was leading us and we were singing, in a different language.
我坐在那里听到我们的诗班在用另外一种语言来唱诗，这对我真是非常具有鼓励。
And I was just encouraged that by the image that we get in Revelation 7, that one day all of us will be in heaven together worshiping God under a different all of these different languages. He says that every tribe, every tongue, every nation will confess and bow before Jesus the King.
Yeah, so我之所以这么受鼓励，是他给我看到了启示录第七章的情景。有一天，我们大家在天上都会各族国民一起来唱诗荣耀我们的主。
So this morning, I'm happy to be here with you guys. Thank you for hosting me.
今天早上我非常高兴能和大家在一起，谢谢大家给我这个机会。
So before we get started, I want to tell a story about a man named Cliff Young who lives in Australia. We're going to Australia.
在我开始之前，我想给大家讲一个故事，是一个关于杨克里夫的故事。他是住在澳大利亚，我们现在要到澳大利亚去。
So every year in Australia, there's this race, and this race is known as the Ultra Marathon. And an ultra marathon is 543.7 miles long.
每一年在澳大利亚有这样一场比赛，这个比赛叫终极马拉松。这个终极马拉松是543.7英里。
So your typical runner for this marathon is a 30-year-old who trains constantly and is super fit and trains all year long to run this ultra marathon.
一般参加这个比赛的都是30几岁的年轻力壮的小伙子，他们这个花一年的时间去培训自己，然后能参加这个比赛。
But in 1984, a man named Cliff Young hopped in. He was a 61-year-old potato farmer and sheep herder. He was a shepherd.
但1984年有一个叫杨克里夫的人跑进来参赛，他是一个61岁的老农场主和牧羊人，是种土豆和牧羊的。
So when they started asking him, the media started asking Cliff, how do you expect to be able to run 543.7 miles? Cliff said, it's because I was my family's sheepdog.
那当然这个大家就问他，尤其是媒体就开始问他，那你怎么能跑这543.7英里呢？那他就说，我是因为我是我们家的牧羊犬。
Cliff explained that for days and nights, he would run through the fields and chase the dogs for days on end. So when he said, when they presented him with a 543.7 mile race, he said, I can do this.
所以他就说他日日夜夜在他父母上千英亩的农场上去这个追赶和看守羊群。所以当他们给他看这543.7英里的这个行程的时候，他说我可以做。<laughs>
So Cliff, they let Cliff run, so he got to the starting line, and all the runners took off.
So 他们就让这个克里夫去跑吧。那但是他们在开始的地方，那所有的参赛者都跑出去了。But
so they started focusing on the media focused on the super fit 30-year-olds who were running, and they got hours and hours ahead of Cliff Young, actually.
那整个这个媒体都在看这些年轻人，他们三十几岁的年轻人都跑出去了，但是他们比克里夫跑得快了几个小时。And
the way they would run this race was they would do this pattern. They would run for 18 hours and then sleep for 6. Run for 18 hours, sleep for 6. And do this again and again and again for 6 total days, and then the race was completed.
他们一般的节奏是这样，他们一般先跑18个小时，然后睡6个小时，18，6，18，6，这样一共6天，他们就可以完成整个行程。So
the media started feasting on his stories, and they were saying, here's all the runners, here's Cliff, here's all the runners, here's Cliff. He was hours and hours behind the other runners.
那对媒体来说，这个简直是一场盛宴，因为这边是其他所有的参赛者，这边是克里夫，然后呢，他们就可以看到这个不同。
Because he was doing a little shuffle that looked like this.
Yeah. Okay. I won't be able to translate that. You can see that. Yeah. So he就这么一点一点的拖着脚这么跑.
So, to fast forward 5 days, standing as the first place winner, holding the gold medal, is Cliff Young.
那我们现在快速的放前几天，那么最后站在领奖台最高处拿着金牌的是杨克里夫。
What? How did Cliff do this? How do you look and see? How did this man? How did he do it? How did he run this race faster than everyone else?
那杨克里夫怎么做到的呢？他怎么样能够把所有的参赛者战胜了所有的参赛者
？Well, here's the secret.
这里是秘密。
When the other athletes hit the pillow, when they went to sleep.
这里秘密是，当所有其他的参赛者枕在枕头上睡觉的时候
，Cliff didn't know.How the other runners ran the race. So as they went to sleep, he kept running through the night.
那克里夫他不知道别的这个参赛者是怎么跑的，所以呢，当别人到时候睡觉的时候，他就接着跑啊跑啊。
So he ran through the night, for one night, and then two nights, and then three nights, and then four nights, and finally set the world record for the fastest ultra marathon of all time.
那他就这么跑啊跑啊，跑过一个晚上又一个晚上，最终他建立了这个终极马拉松最新的世界纪录。
And he set the record by 19 hours.
他这个把这个记录提前了19个小时。
So why do I tell you Cliff Young's story this morning?
那么我们为什么要讲杨克里夫的故事呢？
Because church, Cliff had something that every single one of us here in this room this morning is in desperate need of.
因为弟兄姊妹们，在教会里，我们极度缺少克里夫所具有的一个重要的品格。
And that thing is endurance.
那就是忍耐。
Well, the biblical word for endurance is this word hupomone.
那么忍耐在圣经里面是这个 hupomone 这个词。
And the word in the original language means to come up under something, to bear up under some weight, and to stay there.
那么它的意思是说在什么东西以下，也就是说我们一直在某种重担以下。
But our natural human inclination when we get under something hard is to leave, is to run in the opposite direction.
那么我们人，当我们人遇到困难，我们自然的反应就是说我们在这个重担以下就赶紧离开。
To run away in the opposite direction as fast as we can possibly go.
我们跑得越远越快越好。
But the verses that we're reading today in Hebrews liken our lives and our faith to a race.
那今天我们读到的经文《希伯来书》，我们把我们的人生和信仰比作一场比赛。
And there are two things that are true of this race.
这场比赛有两件事情实实在在。
First is that at the end of our race, there's a prize.
第一件事情是在比赛的末了，我们会有奖品。
And if you're following Jesus, that prize is to one day to stand before the throne of God and hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
当我们跟随基督耶稣，有一天在生命的末了的时候，我们会站在永恒的创造主面前说，你会听他说，你这既忠心又良善的仆人。
But the other thing that's true of our race, the second thing true of our race, is that sometimes races are absolutely exhausting.
这个比赛另外一方面也很真实，就是有时候这场赛程是非常令人精疲力竭的。
Sometimes you've opened your Bible for 5 days this week and gotten nothing out of it, and it feels tiring to read it again.
有的时候你打开圣经这个一周打开圣经五次，什么也没有学到，你就觉得有些自暴自弃。
Sometimes it's difficult to say no to that thing that your friends or your roommates or your coworkers are trying to get you to do that you know you shouldn't do.
有的时候对于有一些事情，你知道你不应该去做，但是你对于一遍又一遍的对你的室友、对你的朋友说不而感到精疲力竭。
Sometimes you're tired of resisting temptation time and time and time again.
有的时候你真的不愿意一次又一次的要疲于一次又一次的去抵挡那些诱惑。
Regardless, the race that is set before us is sometimes exhausting.
无论如何，那场摆在我们面前的赛事，有的时候是让我们精疲力竭。
And sometimes we're in the place of the person that the author describes in verse 3, where it says they are in danger of growing weary and faint-hearted.
有的时候我们就在这个像这个第三节里所说的，我们有时候会感到这个胆怯和这个厌倦。
So today, I want to present us with a different option from these verses.
那今天我想给大家讲一个不同，我们可以做出的不同的选择，从这些经文中我们可以看到的。
I want to look together and see the two things Hebrews 12 tells us we desperately need to do to run the race set before us with ultra endurance.
那么我今天想特别和大家分享，要在这段经文中我们能看到的，我们跑这场比赛需要有的存心忍耐的两件重要的事情。
So if you've got a Bible, we're in Hebrews 12.
如果你有圣经的话，我们翻到希伯来书第十二章。
As you're turning there, here's what you need to know about the book of Hebrews.
当我们翻到这里来的时候，这有一些事情我们需要知道希伯来书。
We don't know exactly who the author is, but we know it's written and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
我们不知道到底作者是谁，但我们知道他是在圣灵的启示之下所写的。
And it's written to a group of Christians, a group of believers, followers of Jesus Christ, who are being persecuted.
那是写给那些在患难逼迫之中的弟兄姊妹。
And the verses that we're looking at today are the peak of endurance. It's the author encouraging the persecuted Christians to endure.
那么今天我们要研读的经文正是这个缩影这个高潮，关于这个怎么样忍耐的一个高潮。
So.We're going to look at Hebrews 12:1 right now.
It says this.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们既有这许多个见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
Let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run the race with endurance that is set before us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Church, the first thing we need to do to run the race set before us with endurance is this: lay down.
那么，弟兄姊妹们，当我们存心忍耐，奔跑在摆在我们前面的路程的时候，第一件要做的事情就是放下。
Let me explain.
我来解释一下。
The therefore at the beginning of this verse, at the beginning of verse 1, connects us to the previous chapter.
这里边有一个 therefore 这个词，但在这个和合本没有译出来，在新译本里面说，所以我们既有这许多见证人。这个所以这个转折词就把我们连到了前一章。
And the previous chapter speaks of these Old Testament people who have gone before us and run their races well.
在前一章作者详细的讲了那些信心的伟人，在旧约中信心的伟人是怎么样奔跑这个在我们之前很好的奔跑了这个赛程。
So that is the great cloud of witnesses that the verses mention.
这就是为什么他说我们既有这许多见证人围绕着我们。
So in light of this, the next words are incredibly encouraging.
那考虑到这些，下面这几个词是尤其鼓励人。
He says, let us also.
那么这几个词是让我们也，那这个在这个什么，在我们的这个和合本中也没有把这个词翻译出来，在新汉语译本中说我们要。
The author says that you and me are capable of doing what these people did, living remarkable lives in the pursuit of Jesus.
作者在告诉我们，我们能够像过去那些信心的伟人做同样的事情，过一个令人瞩目的一生，尽心竭力的服侍我们的主。
He says.In order to do that, we have to lay aside weights and sins that make us run our races ineffectively.
所以作者说，我们要做到这一点，我们就要放下各样的重担，脱去缠累我们的罪，以至于我们能跟随耶稣为主奔跑。
Slowly and without endurance.
让我们可以慢慢跑，如果跑得慢的话，就没有忍耐力。
So I used to live with this guy named Drake.
我以前和一个叫德克的人在一起做室友。
And Drake was in firefighting school at Texas A&M.
德克在这个消防员，在德州农工的这个消防员学校。
And Drake was a big, strong guy. He had muscles two times the size of mine.
Okay. 那德克是一个很大块头，很有力气，他有两倍于我的这个肌肉。
But he spent a lot more time in the gym than he did running.
但是他花了更多的时间在健身房，而不是去跑步。
But one of the requirements for firefighter school was that Drake had to run a 7-minute mile.
那么其中有一个，但是在这个消防员学校有一个要求是你七分钟要跑了一英里。
So Drake trained for days and days and days to run this 7-minute mile.
德克这个一天一天培训了很久，终于他能够跑这个七分钟能跑一英里。
So finally, the day came,
And him and all his firefighting friends ran the race and succeeded. They did it in 7 minutes.
那终于有一天，他和他的这些队友们能够一起跑到终点，7分钟之内就跑完了这1英里。
So the coaches, their professors, stood there clapping for him.
那教授也是教练，那给他们鼓掌。
And immediately handed them a helmet, their firefighting oxygen tank, oxygen mask, a fireproof jacket, and fireproof pants and boots.
但是紧接着就给了他们这个一套这个消防员要用的东西，这包括氧气罩头盔，还有这个这个背包，还有这个整个的这个大的靴子。
And they said, "Do it again."
再来一遍。
And the question that they asked immediately was, "How are we supposed to run with all this weight?"
那他们直接要问的一个问题就是，我们背这么多的东西，怎么能够跑得来？
And this is the same question that the author of Hebrews is asking us.
这也是同样的希伯来书的作者问我们的一个问题。
So my question to you is this, is there anything that's clinging to you that's slowing down your run, that's slowing down your pursuit of Jesus?
所以我要给你们的问题是，我们有没有什么缠累我们的东西，以至于延缓了我们为主奔跑的能力？
There are two types of things that slow down our race. It's weights and sins, as this verse mentions.
那像这个圣经里像这段经文所说的，有两种东西会能够使我们没法为主使我们为主奔跑的更慢，一个是重担，一个是罪。
Sins are somewhat straightforward. They more clearly slow down your run.
那罪有时候很直接，它当然使你跑得更慢。
For example, if you're constantly angry at the world, it'll be impossible to love people like Jesus wants you to.
比如说如果你每天对周围的事情都很愤怒的话，那你将无法像基督耶稣要求我们一样去爱别人。
So this passage absolutely encourages each and every one of us to take down, to target those sins in our lives.
那这段经文就是让我们一定要发现那些罪，而且把它从我们中间除去。
But what I want to talk more specifically about is the idea of weights.
那我今天想更多的讲的是什么重担。
Weights are a little trickier. They're the things that might not be innately bad in and of themselves, but still slow down your pursuit of Jesus.
重担有时候有点更难对付，因为有些重担本身并不坏，但它会使我们跟随基督耶稣的脚步慢下来。
I did some research and found out these statistics about people living in America.
那我做了一些研究，我发现这个美国人生活的一些统计数字。
The population as a whole spends 1 hour and 14 minutes on social media every single day.
那我们大家平均每天花1小时14分钟在社交媒体上。
Which is almost 19 total days a year.
那大概是一年就19天。
American households watch on average 5 hours and 4 minutes of TV every day.
那美国家庭平均每天看5小时4分钟的电视。
Which is just over 77 days a year.
那一年下来就是77天。
And listen, I think social media and TV are great in so many ways.
弟兄姊妹，我知道这个社交媒体和电视在很多方面都很好。
They allow us to keep up with family and get updates on their lives, and tonight we can watch the Super Bowl because of TV.
因为我们这样就可以知道我们的家庭和朋友的情况，那今天晚上我们也可以看这个超级碗。
But the question is this, do these things slow down your run?
但是问题是，这些东西是不是使我们跑得更慢？
So I want to ask this.
我想问你。
What is one weight or sin that you can lay down this week to more effectively follow Jesus?
这一周你有没有能够脱去的罪或者重担，让你能更有效的跟随耶稣？
Last time I gave this message, I gave up Instagram for a week.
上次我讲这个信息的时候，我把那个 Instagram 就叫即时电报禁了一周。
And it blew my mind at how much freedom it gave me to follow Jesus, to read my Bible with that time, more than I would have been able to.
让我惊奇的是，我这一周花有多少更多的时间能够让我更好的去读圣经，跟随耶稣。
So I want to ask if there's one thing for you that you need to lay down to pursue Jesus this week.
那我想问你，你有没有一件事情你可以这一周脱去，让你能更好的跟随耶稣？
And the reason that we're doing this is the first place, in the first place, is because pursuing Jesus is absolutely worth it.
因为我们要这样做，是因为跟随基督耶稣是绝对值得我们去付出这样的代价的。
So if you look back at these verses, it says it's only after you have done what the author tells you to that he goes on to say you can actually run.
那我们读到这段圣经的时候，就发现，只有当你除去这些重担、除去这些罪的时候，我们才能真正的、有效的为主奔跑。
We have to lay things down before we can run.
我们需要把这些残累除去，才能让我们为主更好的奔跑。
Now let's see the one other thing the author of Hebrews tells us to do.
那我们来看另外一件希伯来书的作者让我们所做的事情。
He says, looking to Jesus in verse 2.
第二节他说，仰望为我们，仰望基督耶稣。
The founder and perfecter of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的基督耶稣。
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右手右边。
He says to consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So that you may not grow weary and faint-hearted.
免得疲倦灰心。
The second thing we have to do to run our races with endurance is this: look up.
那么我们第二件存心忍耐奔跑那摆在我们前面的路程的要做的事情就是仰望。
The author of Hebrews is causing us to move our attention.
希伯来书的作者是让我们在转移我们的注意力。
First, we look at the people in chapter 11.
那我们首先看那些在十一章中所有的信心的伟人。
Then he says, let us also, causing us to look within ourselves.
那他紧接着说，让我们也能够，让我们看我们自己内在。
And finally he says, fix your eyes on Jesus.
最后他说，我们要仰望为我们创始成终的基督耶稣。
He has caused us to move our eyes out, in, and now up.
他让我们向外看，向内看，最后向上看。
To run effectively, we can't just lay down, we also have to look up to Jesus.
那我们要为基督耶稣更有效的奔跑，不仅仅我们要放下残累，更要看向上仰望基督耶稣。
So let me ask this, what is one way you can look up to Jesus this week?
那我来问大家一个问题，这一周你有没有某一件事情能让你更好的仰望基督耶稣？
I had a friend who quit listening to music in their car so that they could pray to God every time they were driving.
那我有一个朋友他这个开车的时候不再听音乐而是祷告。
I had another friend who quit watching TV for a whole month so that they could get more time in scripture.
那我另外一个朋友他一个月不看电视，这样他可以花更多的时间来读圣经。
I want you to ask yourself this question and let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
我想请你自己问你自己这个问题，让圣灵对你说话。
So we've talked a lot about the how that this verse describes.
我说了很多怎样这段经文所说的怎样。
But before we move on, I want to talk about the why.
那我们来说怎样之前，我想说为什么。
Why do we look to Jesus?
为什么我们要仰望基督耶稣？
Because these verses say that he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
因为他说他是使我们信心创始成终的人。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, he endured.
当基督耶稣在旷野40天之后被撒旦引诱，他忍耐了。
When Jesus started preaching and his own family thought he was crazy, he endured.
当他开始布道的时候，他家人以为他疯了，他忍耐了。
When Jesus' disciples didn't understand what he was trying to tell them, he endured.
当基督耶稣的门徒不理解他的教导的时候，他忍耐了。
When the Pharisees taunted and ridiculed Jesus, he endured.
当法利赛人挑战他的时候，开他玩笑的时候，他忍耐了。
When crowds of people doubted Jesus' truthfulness, he endured.
当人群怀疑他的诚信的时候，他忍耐了。
When Judas, one of Jesus' own followers, began plotting against him and betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, Jesus endured.
当犹大他的门徒之一开始计划以30个银钱出卖他的时候，基督耶稣忍耐了。
When Jesus knew that death was coming his way, he endured.
当他知道死亡临近的时候，基督耶稣忍耐了。
When Jesus asked his father to take the cup of death away from him at the Garden of Gethsemane, he endured.
当主耶稣在克西马尼园向天父请求把死亡之杯挪去的时候，他忍耐了。
When Jesus was arrested, he endured.
当主耶稣被捕的时候，他忍耐了。
When Jesus went through the illegal trials, he endured.
当主耶稣面对不公正的审判的时候，他忍耐了。
When Jesus' own disciples started denying him, he endured.
当主的门徒不认他的时候，他忍耐了。
When he appeared before Pilate, Jesus endured.
当主耶稣在本丢比拉多面前，他忍耐了。
When he was mocked and scorned and beaten beyond recognition, Jesus Christ endured.
当主耶稣受嘲弄、被鞭打、受苦待、面目全非的时候，他忍耐了。
When they nailed him to the cross, Jesus endured.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他忍耐了。
When he saw the end was coming and he shouted, "It is finished," Jesus endured.
当他看到结局的时候，高声呼喊，成了，他忍耐了。
And then when he was in the grave for 3 days, Jesus endured.
当他在这个坟墓中三天的时候，他忍耐了。
But church, we're not worshiping a dead Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不是在崇拜一位死去的基督耶稣。
This morning, we're worshiping the Jesus that rose from that grave, enduring it to the end.
我们今天早晨在崇拜的是那位从死里复活、忍耐到底的基督耶稣。
We're worshiping the God who has conquered death, sin, and the enemy completely.
我们在崇拜一位战胜坟墓、战胜死亡、战胜敌人的主。
And he said if we want his death to cover our death, we just have to put our faith in him.
他说如果我们要让他的死替代我们的死的话，那我们就要把我们的信心放在他里边。
Church, following that Jesus is absolutely worth it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们跟随这样一位基督耶稣是绝对值得我们花上时间、花上生命的。
There is no better use of your time.
没有比这更重要的事情，没有比这更值得我们花时间的事情。
So let me ask this, what is one way this week that we can lay down, and what is one way this week that we can look up to Jesus?
那我问弟兄姊妹们，这一星期来讲，有什么事情，有哪一件事情你可以放下，有哪一件事情你可以让你更好的仰望基督耶稣？
So may we be people who look up to the one who laid down everything.
让我们成为那仰望那位放下所有的人。
Let's pray to him.Father, thank you for this amazing group of people who are seeking to know you and become like you. God, I pray this week that this would be true of us, that we would be people who lay down in a way modeled by our Jesus. I pray that we would follow you and pursue you and seek you so completely, God. Help us to do that this week. I pray just this week that you would strengthen us and show us one way that we can lay something down to more effectively look up to you, God.We love you, I pray. Our worship to you now glorifies you. I pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.